Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome into the 49ers You've Got Mail podcast, and I am joined by rookie wide receiver Ronnie Bell and safety Jair Brown. I'm Lindsay Polaris. So, Tig, do we call you Tig? That is what I need a final answer on, because you walked into Levi Stadium, said that was your nickname.
Yeah.
And then the vet said you had to earn that nickname. So why don't you tell us about that?
So the nickname is so unique, you know, that it's hard not to call me Tig once you figure it out. You know, so when I first got in here, they said I had to earn a nickname. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, but probably like the next week, everybody was calling me Tig. I'm like, I don't think I earned it yet, but, you know, we're going to roll with it. So I ended up just rolling with it. I ended up eventually earning it in camp later on when I had 2 interceptions. So
you prefer Tig?
Prefer
now.
Tig.
Okay.
Definitely prefer Tig.
And Ronnie, do you have a nickname?
Ronnie.
Ronnie is his nickname. So explain to me a little bit about the history that you guys have between you two, both Big Ten alum and never met but are familiar with each other prior to coming here.
I don't think the Penn State community really will agree with me sitting next to Ronnie right now. But, yeah, definitely knew about Ronnie since I've been in college. Been on the scouting report, you know, one of the best receivers in Michigan, so definitely had to watch out for him out on the field, and always had a good sense of who he was. But now that I finally meet him, you know, great person, great person.
What's it like facing him day in and day out at practice?
Oh, it's fun. It's just like how we used to do it back in college, you know, just always competing, always trying to get better, you know. So he gave me some insight. I think, was that today you gave me some insight today?
It was today.
Ronnie giving out knowledge, everything. Yeah. You know, so,
what was that? Let's hear it.
Gunner, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Gunner Reps. You know,
yeah, so. Just little things that I've picked up on at Gunner the last couple games. And so if they're that way, if Tig on the opposite side of me, he can't, you know what I mean? He's not a step behind. He's got it in his Duffy too.
Yeah.
All right, so Ronnie, did Tig live up to the hype from everything on those scouting reports in college?
100%, yeah. I mean, shoot, in the game, he lived up to the hype too. So, you know, definitely was well-respected. And then, yeah, once I realized the Niners, he had been drafted by the Niners as well, I was honestly excited to meet him, excited to be his teammate, and, yeah, excited to be his friend. I mean, he's a good person as well, and, yeah, he's a dog out on the field, so definitely fun to play with.
Before we dive into your NFL lives, I did want to give the audience a chance to get to know you guys a little bit better and talk about your football journeys, specifically starting college football, because both of your stories have a little bit of chance involved. Ronnie, you were set to be a basketball player at Missouri State. Can you talk about the series of events that led to a Michigan football career?
Oh, man, it happened fast. It was, you know, senior year, you know, football season. I'm going out there on Fridays, giving it my all, doing my thing, and, you know, setting a bunch of records, breaking a bunch of records and everything. Coach Harbaugh, his brother-in-law, coached basketball for a school that was in my conference. And so I guess they just had been talking ball. And at the time, there was no receiver going to Michigan in my class. And so, you know, they were talking ball, and his brother had mentioned my name, and then he said he watched my film, and he called me the next day. And, I mean, shoot, once I got that phone call, it was a no-brainer for me because, again, I knew I wanted to play football the whole time. It was just, you know, a matter of the situation at hand. And, yeah, once Coach called my phone, I decommitted and committed to Michigan within, like, a week or something like that. And, Yeah, the rest is history. Yeah.
Did it feel a little bit like fate? I mean, Michigan is a Power Five school. This is not any small program calling you up.
I about to say fate. It was just kind of like a testimony. More so, I feel like to like my faith. I feel like the Lord has always told me to be patient and to always hold my faith. And I mean, shoot, that couldn't have been any more of an example of that. Because I mean, it was literally like a week before signing day. so yeah, I feel like if anything, that's what it was.
Just in the nick of time. So Tig, your college journey started at JUCO, and you were also a late addition to, I don't want to mess this up, but Lackawanna. Mm-hmm. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Lackawanna Community College's football team. How did that come to be?
Going back to what Ronnie said, like, it got to be God, you know, in them situations. But what had happened was I didn't have nowhere to go. I was one of the players in high school, you know, setting a bunch of records, you know, doing a lot on the football field, play offense and defense, and just wasn't getting no phone calls, you know, and I was probably had like 30-something touchdowns my senior year.
That's wild.
Yeah, and I was just doing a lot on the field, and I didn't have no phone calls. You know, I was just sitting there waiting patiently, didn't know what to do, taking it day by day, you know, just praying on it. And Lackawanna called. You know, I played in the North versus South Jersey All-Star game with Phil Sims. He hosted that game. So I played in that game, and Lackawanna had a recruit from that game that was the star in that game as well, and they seen me through that game. So that's when they called, and it was like, you know, we think you're a great player. You know, we want you to come in as a regular student in August. I'm like, hold on, wait, a regular student?
You're like, wait, hold on.
I ain't coming in as no regular student, you know. So I was like, you know, no thank you, coach, but I don't want to take no season off football, you know. So I was just going to weigh other options, which I didn't have any other options. I was just going to continue to wait for something better. Then July 26th,
Lackawanna. You remember the day, exact day. Okay.
Yeah. July 26th, Lackawanna called and said they had a roster spot opened up for me and that they wanted me to move in on July 29th. So 3 days, the whole script flipped in 3 days like that, you know. So I went from, I don't know if I'm play football this season, to train rolling right now. And me and my mom, we got everything together. We had to drive up Lackawanna on a Sunday and, you know, do all the paperwork, do all the financial aid stuff and get all that done. And I ended up being on the roster, you know, and like Ronnie said, that it just happened just in that instant. You know, that's when I seen God, you know, change my life.
For both of you, what role did your families play in this kind of big shift to start playing college football? You just mentioned that your mom helped you pack up your life.
My mom is everything. You know, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't have been at Lackawanna. I wouldn't be here today. You know, my mom was the biggest supporter in my entire family. You know, she hasn't missed a game. She actually,
I love that.
I'm sorry, my mom actually just missed her first game because
don't
I told
call
her
out like that.
No, look, I can say it because I told her not to come, you know?
Okay.
And this was the L.A. Rams game.
The Rams game, okay.
You know, and we live in New Jersey, so I didn't want my mom to
That's
keep.
That's fair.
Because she'd do it every week if she got to. You know, she'd go every game. So I told her not to come, you know, it's okay. And she didn't want to do it, and I was like, Mom, just don't come. But, yeah, my mom played the biggest role in my life.
I love that. Ronnie, is your family frequently at your games as well?
Yeah, 100%. They, I got a little situation at the moment because my dad's coaching, and then I got one of my little brothers is at Michigan playing football. Then I got another little brother at Southeast Missouri playing basketball. So my family's spread out all over the place right now. Then my little sister got her games on the weekend too. So, but yeah, I mean, my family definitely is as big a part of a role as in this whole journey as I am. I mean, I just remember having a conversation with my dad when it all kind of happened my senior year. That day, honestly, after I got off the phone with Coach Harbaugh, it was, you know, because the biggest thing was always really the money. It was like you can pay to go play, like walk on somewhere and play football, or I can go on a full scholarship to play basketball. And so for me, I'm like, man, I'm not about to have my parents pay for school. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy when I can go to school on a full ride.
I feel ya.
Man, my dad, man, he was on the phone with me, and he was like, Ronnie, like, throw the money out, man. Like, screw, like, take the money completely out of the equation. Like, tell me what you want to do. And I'm like, man, look, like, if that's what it is, like, I want to play ball. I want to play football. And, I mean, that was one of the biggest weights, that conversation, that whole, like, that was one of the biggest weights lifted off my shoulder, because I really had kind of just been playing basketball just because I could.
Best financial decision, yeah, it sounded like. Okay.
That was huge, man, and my dad doing that for me, holding that, and then my family throughout this whole process, we're in Michigan, the way that my family's grown, you know, once I got up to school there, and I feel like I've got, you know, 110,000 people that are in my family as well up there. So definitely just blessed.
Do you, either of you, ever take a second now and just process that day that you got the very important phone call to now? Because obviously a lot has happened and now you are living your dream in the NFL.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. It's so crazy. It's just crazy. The chain events that happen is just, it's crazy.
So both of you are from out of state and then also went to college very far away from California. What are your first impressions of life on the West Coast?
You go first.
That look, I'm nervous.
Oh, man. First thing that hit me was definitely the weather. Beautiful weather. I felt like, I think I got my golf clubs out here as soon as I could with the way the weather was looking. Then I went golfing, and then the next thing that hit me was the prices out here.
That's fair. That is fair.
And I
realized I was in a whole new world, man. So, yeah, those two things.
Oh, man. California. So I actually spent 3 months in L.A. for my trainer.
I do remember you telling me this, yes.
Yeah, so
now that you're a resident, permanent resident.
It's a bit different. You know, I'm still trying to get all this California, you know, stuff down packed, but the weather's definitely been the biggest plus, you know. Mm. Every day is sunny.
I know. It's never a bad, well, yeah. We got some gray days, but not that many.
The morning's cold. The
morning is cold sometimes, and that is all we have to complain about. So this was actually a fan-submitted question on pretty much every platform, so Twitter, TikTok, someone emailed me as well, but both of you are rookies. Has the homesickness settled in at all yet? Or have you not even had time to think about it?
Not even had time to think. I don't think I get homesick, though. I've been away from home so long. Home is wherever I'm at now.
It's okay, just, that's fair.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't think I've necessarily been homesick either. Just like you said, like especially once camp came around, man, it was rolling. It was rolling. You don't have no time to really even sit back and have a chance to be homesick because you – in the books, regardless. Mm-hmm. And when you're not in the books, you sleep.
That's true. Sleep and football. That is it. Yeah. For both of you guys, the Bay Area loves this football team, mm-hmm, and are so passionate about the 49ers and pretty much everything that goes on in your lives. Have you had a recognition out in the wild with some fans, and what has that been like?
Yo, all the time. I get all the time.
Yeah.
Bro, people catch me mall, Walmart. And be like, you'll be walking and like you catch eye contact with somebody.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I wonder what the person's staring at. And then I walk around for a little bit and they'll come up to me like, yo, you Jair Brown? I'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, oh man, can I get a picture? I'd be like, that's so much love to me though, man. Yeah. I always take a picture with them and I always try to show the fans love because it means a lot, you know, to give back and, just to show them that we support them as much as they support us.
But I say really the biggest thing is to know that they're appreciated, man. Yeah. That's the message I always definitely want to get across, is that they're definitely appreciated.
I love that. So both of you have told me some of your long list of talents. So for those that don't know, you mentioned this earlier, but golf and magic for you, Ronnie. Yeah. And then you were telling me basketball and dancing.
Yeah.
So how did you guys start diving into those? I think yours is a college development, right? The magic?
No. Actually, it was OTAs.
Oh, okay.
We got out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you cooped up in a hotel for 6 months, man, you'll start to figure some things out. And so yeah, before I knew it, I ordered some cards and I taught myself some tricks, and that ended up being pretty good.
It was a real good trick. I don't know if y'all seen it.
I know. We have to have you do that. I forgot the deck of cards, so that's on me. All right, so let's talk a little bit of NFL life. Both very early in your careers, 3 games in. Have you started to feel like the game and the NFL lifestyle has slowed down a little bit?
Yeah, slowed down for me.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was like week one was like,
yeah, fast.
And then I was good. Yeah. I was like, well, then I kind of got the hang of it. But I will say that week one, it was on you like that. Before you knew it, we was in Pittsburgh and it was about to be game time. And I felt like I was still scrambling. But definitely, with everything that we do in this organization, they've done a good job to help me feel like I got my feet underneath me and feel good.
What was training camp like for the first time going through that?
Shoot, I feel like a freshman, man.
Man, we had the stickers on our helmet.
Yeah, man. I felt like
how to identify you guys.
I felt like a youngin all over again, man. But it was dope, man. It was
super. It was
hard, man. It was hard, a lot of hard work, you know, and wouldn't want anything less out of a fall camp, and definitely feel like we squeezed a whole lot out. So
yeah, definitely, man. Just going and going to the practice field when the sun hitting the field, and you got Fred Warren over there stretching, you got George Kittle over there doing his thing, Brock, you know, all these big names, Trent, you know, it's just so many guys. You like, man, like, it don't get no better than this.
Those are your teammates now.
Yeah, right. It don't get no better than this. But, like Ronnie said, man, camp went very well. I enjoyed it.
Both of you belong to position groups with some of the 49ers' big-time playmakers. And realistically, there's some big names in every group. But what has it been like to be with the likes of a Brandon Ayuk and a Deebo Samuel and having them take you under their wing?
It's really been dope just to learn from them and, be around them, try to steal tools, you know, that they've got in their bag. And then, you know, just for them, I really appreciate them, the way that I feel like I was accepted in the room and challenged in the room as well. You know, once we got into camp, like, it wasn't necessarily like all buddy-buddy. Like, yeah, like I was little bro or whatever, but it was like, now I was pushed out there, thrown into the water, man. And so I really appreciate them for that.
And Jair, for you, you've got Huff and then also Tashaun Gibson Sr. What's it been like? Those two have chemistry. I feel like that is off the charts. They're best friends.
Yeah, they do.
They're besties.
No, yeah, they definitely best friends. But them two, you know, they the most poised people I ever met. You know, whenever I need anything, I can call on them. Whenever I need to talk to them, I call on them. Gip, I love Gip, man. Gip, he's such a cool, you know, I call him OG, you know, because he's been in the league a long time. Gip, man, he's just so cool, man. You know, Huff, I'm actually older than Huff.
Yeah, he did make mention of that once, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually older than Huff. So Huff tried not to say too much, you know, he tried to let, you know, Gip handle it, you know, and Gip just, you know, just the coolest, you know, OG, man. He just there whenever you need him, man. That's what I respect the most about him.
We've seen in Huff's mic'd up segments that one of his favorite things to do is kid with Gip, that, you know, he's a kid of the 90s. Just wondering if you jump in on that too as a Gen Z.
I'm like the Energizer Bunny in the room.
Okay.
You know, I bring the energy, you know, I try to keep guys smiling and laughing and stuff, you know, just all the things, you know, that the guys don't have in the room. I try to bring that, you know, that type of energy around.
Like that. All right, Ronnie. So wanted to talk about your big moment last game. Your first NFL reception happened to be a touchdown pass. Same thing that happened in your college career. You hear the play call. What's going through your mind?
Oh man, I was excited because the Giants, man, they blitz. They cover zero often. So as soon as we got the call, I don't know if anybody heard me, but I was like, man, bet. I'm like, hold on,
it's,
man.
It's my time.
So then I ran out there, and then sure enough, they came out, and I'm like, wait a minute. And so, yeah, like, my head was already ticking. Like, I had a feeling it was about to come my way. And so, yeah, it was super exciting and definitely dope to, you know, get us a lead like that and kind of get the engine rolling.
I saw that you got the game ball back. Was there somebody that took the time to grab that for
you?
Yeah,
they said George Kittle picked it up for me and held on to it. And then
what a guy.
Yeah, appreciate him. And then the EQ staff, once they got it, they got it all aired up, put the tape on it, and it's all nice and ready to go.
And, Tig, I saw you had a couple snaps against the Giants as well. How do those snaps compare to some of the preseason time that you saw?
A little different. The game a little faster, you know, when you got there in the regular season. I think my first snap was against Darren Waller. Had him man-to-man. So won a rep. You know, they ain't passing my way. I was hoping they passed my way. I want to get
an interception. Like, call my number,
interception. I might would have threw my ball out the stadium, though. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a good feeling.
Cool. All right. We are going to move to the fan-submitted question portion of this. This is straight off of TikTok, but it was sent to me.
We got a TikTok?
Well, sometimes I ask for questions or I'll tweet it out. So people will just send me, they'll DM me questions for this show specifically. So, all right. So how do you both feel about Taylor Swift putting Travis Kelce on the map?
No.
Nah, man. Nah. What she got going on is kind of crazy, man.
Putting Travis Kelce on the map, though?
Man, but
this
you
may
know
or may not be a
here?
Trend. So I'm gathering that neither of you are Swifties. No?
No, I'm not a Swiftie. Like, I'm not a Swiftie.
But like I know Taylor Swift music, though. You feel me? Like,
he respects the cultural significance.
Yeah. I respect her, too.
I'm about to say, if you play like one of her main songs, like I would know it. But like I'm not like, yeah, like I wasn't at the concert. Like,
okay.
Dressed
right.
up.
Maybe the next time she comes around.
Any fan that can make you cry, any artist that can make you cry by talking, you gotta respect it.
Yeah,
you
got to. Yeah, she got some pool, man.
Yeah, she got
sure.
some. Yeah.
This actually leads me into our next question. This is Kareem from Toronto. Wants to know what three albums changed your life.
Music. Mm-hmm. Shoot.
What you got?
J. Cole, Forest Hill Drive, Mandatory. Man, that's what put me on music for real. when I was in high school. Man, that was like my first album. I think I played every day on repeat. Couldn't stop playing. Three of them, though. I probably don't got three, but that's definitely
right,
number
that's one, the
one for me. Yeah.
I got one for you. One artist I've listened to. Be Lil Durk. The album. So every last one of them.
All of the songs.
Every last one of them, man. He
good pick, though.
Greatest.
Yeah.
That's
greatest.
A good pick. All right, so Chris from Roseville wants to know, if you weren't an NFL player, what would be your chosen career?
Dancer.
A dancer, okay.
I'll be a firefighter.
Oh, I like that. So are you a backup dancer for somebody? Or
I'd probably be the star of the show.
I feel like you got to sing, too, though. If you,
I could sing a little bit. Couple
drop
other,
some
I
mean, bars.
You can dance well enough to pass for your singing. 100.
Exactly, right. Man.
Can we hear it?
Exactly. Nah, I ain't gonna give it to y'all today.
Nah, you gotta say
for another
save
day.
Your voice.
Yeah, for another day. For another day.
I got a lot of communication to do on Sunday.
All right, Manuel from San Francisco. Did you ever play any other position in football other than the one you currently play? If so, what was it?
Every last one of them.
Every last one of them.
Yeah, man. I was a QB and a DB.
Yeah. I played QB. I played tight end. I played linebacker. I played DN. It's all on my high school tape. We just go pull that up. But I played everything.
I strictly played quarterback in practice. Because, you know, they don't really be doing that. So in high school, I was playing quarterback every day in practice.
Self-assess. How good were you guys at QB?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I was cold.
Yeah, I was cold, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to say like Mike Vick with a little bit of Brady. A
little bit of Brady.
Wow. Yeah.
What I used to call myself, man, I used to call myself like Cam, Lamar, Brady or something. I called myself all three. I said like whenever they would talk to me, they had to establish my name as that whenever they would speak to me. I was a mixture of Newton, Jackson, and Brady, all of them.
When I lined up the wide receiver, I used to swear I was DeSean Jackson, though. Yeah. I swear I was DeSean Jackson. That was my favorite receiver growing up.
We appreciate the confidence here. All right, last one. How close has the 2023 rookie class become, and do you have a best friend? It's okay if it's not each other. It's fine. Nobody will get their feelings hurt.
We all was pretty close, though, coming in.
Yeah. I'm about to say, I feel like we did a good job.
Yeah, we was kicking it.
And then, like, we had a little rookie development meetings. That was, like, dope. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times, you know, that meeting is at the it's the last thing of the day. You want to go home. But we kind of found a way to
make it fun.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we found a way to enjoy it. And, you know, once we went in there, we was really just kind of kicking it. So I feel like our whole class did a good job of coming together.
I love that. Well, thank you both so much for your time. I know you guys had a long day of practice, but I know the faithful are going to so appreciate getting to know both of you a little bit better. And faithful, just a reminder, if you'd like to have your questions featured on a podcast episode, make sure to send them in to 49ers.com/mailbag and make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We are going to leave you with some sounds of the locker room. Here is a roundup of 49ers players sharing their favorite cheat meal.
Ramen noodles, the cup ones though. Yeah, the spicy ramen noodle cup noodles, yeah.
Over the mini buy, how many did you have?
One. I bought two, ate one, so yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. I like to go a lot of different ways with it. I don't get too many cheat days, so I'm a little chunky. But there's a spot out here called Backyard that's like really good Jamaican food that Lakin put me on, being he's a Jamaican. I took his word for it, and it's pretty solid. So if I can, I'll get that, but I try to keep it slim as much as I can.
Favorite cheat meal? Oh, yeah, it has to be Jamaican food. I go to Backyard every chance I get. Oh, yeah, Backyard, I get the oxtails and the curry chicken. I didn't have it, but I had a bunch of Chiba Hut toasted subs on my this last weekend.
East Coast guy, so we're gonna go with some nice steamed blue crabs, or maybe some oxtails. You know, that's probably the biggest thing. I'd probably say blue crabs though.
My favorite cheat day meal would probably be like fried fish, fried shrimp, a little cornbread, baked mac and cheese, fried cabbage, maybe some greens in there. You know, a little peach cobbler on the side,
some soul food, fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, mac and cheese, and then you gotta finish it off with a little dessert. I love cheesecake, so cheesecake is my go-to.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.